again. Benevolent Heretic, of course. At belowtopsecret.com. I've been wondering, Yarkoffin, do you have any friends? Are you lonely? Is this why you're training goldfish? I'm so sorry, boy. I certainly hope you can get some friends one way or the other. You know, real friends. You know, human friends. I would like to say that I did train a small bug one time. The only thing I trained him to do was die. I hit him with the fly swatter. That's all it took. He learned the first time. He died right away, right in front of me. There was no need to give him a reward. They're a very smart little bug. Smart indeed. And then there was the time I trained a cat. I have two cats, really. I have trained them both. They know their names. I say kitty, 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 kitty to them, and they look at me very strange. They don't know what that means. They know their names. But I've trained them to come here. I've trained them now. I've trained them to demand a petting. I've trained them to eat. I've trained them to go potty in their little box. Amazing, isn't it? Cats are so easy to train. It's all about the food, you know. It's all about the food. They love food. They love tuna. Cats are small animals. Not quite so small as a goldfish. Certainly not as small as a bug. But they're fun to train, nonetheless. Now, dogs. I train dogs. But that's getting into your larger animals. And I think we're going to stick with the small animals for now. I hope to hear more. I hope to hear more ideas about training small animals. It's a fascinating subject. Just fabulous. All right then. Thank you very much. See you later then.